In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
This is the I Spy Radio Show.
You and I have a rendezvous with destiny.
Keeping an eye on big government.
We the people tell the government what to do. It doesn't tell us.
The trouble with our liberal friends is not that they're ignorant. It's just that they know so much that isn't so.
And now, here is your host, Mark Anderson.
And welcome to the iSpy Radio Show, helping you to get a little more intelligence on big government. On today's show, we are welcoming back Kamal Saleem. We're having him back on to finish our discussion from December about the known Islamic military camps right here in America that are operating with the full knowledge and consent of our own government. These are not summer camps. These are not your typical church camps. These are Islamic training grounds where acts of terrorism are taught, where jihadists receive indoctrination and actual training with firearms and military tactics, training to kill Americans, civilians, police, and our military. The question is, why? Why does our government allow this to happen? Now, for some of you, what you're about to hear is going to be a shock. I suspect some of you won't want to hear it, won't want to believe it, because our discussion with Kamal will take us to some dark places about Obama, about both Bushes, and about both Clintons. You'll hear about plans that have been in operation for decades. Now, some of you may be thinking, oh, this sounds like conspiracy theory. What takes this out of the realm of conspiracy theory is that Kamal is a former cultural jihadist. He was sent here by the Muslim Brotherhood. That means he knows their plans, their strategies, the people involved, and their goals. He was trained to do this sort of thing before he turned his life around. Secondly, you'll hear how other Muslim operatives were also commissioned and put into places of authority. You'll hear the tactics and the actual names of people. When you hear all of that, I want you to think about what's going on right now with our intelligence agencies and how they are working against an incoming president. That has never happened before, but you're about to hear why. I'd like to welcome back to the show Kamal Saleem. As I said, he is a former cultural jihadist, but he now serves as president of Qum Ministries, where their mission is to expose the dangers of radical Islam, but also to bring Muslims to the freedom and liberty of Jesus Christ. Kamal, it is always good to talk with you.
It's awesome to be with you. It's an honor. I thank you for being a banner of the glory of the living God in what you do, my brother.
Well, thank you so much. You know, when we had you on last time, we had wanted to talk about these terrorist training camps that have been making the news lately, but we just flat ran out of time because everything else was so fascinating, and we just couldn't do it justice. So there are about 20 known terrorist training camps operating right now within the United States. The Christian Action Network has actually done a pretty good job of helping to expose these. The FBI is fully aware of these camps, where attendees to these camps are taught advanced Islamic terrorism and military training. It is shocking to think that this is happening within our own borders, but the Justice Department has said that, well, these people have a First Amendment right to preach hatred of America and a Second Amendment right to train in arms and military tactics, even if the goal of such training is to kill innocent civilians or to attack military or the American police. What can you tell us about these camps, and how do we put a stop to these kinds of camps?
Well, these camps are good to know about, and we are familiar with them, like you just described. But there are other camps that we are not aware of, that there are ISIS camps, that there are Muslim Brotherhood camps in the United States of America, and also there are the one that nobody is talking about, you know, which is the Iranian camps, which is Hezbollah in the United States of America. Hmm. And these are, when they do something on a greater level than these other camps, because these other camps are, they're made to tackle the nation with their guns, with their cannons, with their RPGs, or with their, 50 cal and whatsoever. But the other one can do more like, EMP, electromagnetic pulse, which
yes.
is to sabotage the American grid and many other things that nobody's talking about. And then we're talking about the small nuke effect, which is, that now that we gave those tons of uranium to Iran, they'll be able to implement something and introduce it to United States of America. These are the things that we need to be talking about as well. But these camps are specifically by Imam Ahmad. He is from Pakistan. They call Jama'at al-Furqa. Jama'at al-Furqa is, it comes from the Quran, and it is, Furqa mean a legion. So therefore what happened is their association is specifically to work with in the jail system in the United States of America. And anytime these inmates are released, just like we saw our president releasing thousands of inmates, you know, many of those halfway houses in those camps are taking those inmates, giving them food, give them shelter, and training them, trying them to convert them, you know, to Islam and bring them to Islamization and feed their hate, you know, agenda to really advance Islamization by giving them what they need against this culture. So therefore, we need
so
to...
So you've got people coming out of the jail cells that are already filled with hate, resent the American system, and there are these Muslims there to welcome them and to stoke that hate. Is that what I'm hearing?
You're absolutely right.
Again, it's just astonishing that these things are allowed to happen within our own borders. In a way, they're protected by our Constitution because, you know, you're allowed free speech. You're allowed to own and bear arms. It's when they cross that line, though, of actually attacking people. But, I mean, that's the whole point of these camps.
Well, we really need to understand that our Constitution does not protect some people like this because, since the American government know about them and they do nothing about it, that is anti-American Constitution. And we need to understand that because the American Constitution specifically said in Article 6 that there is no laws above the United States of American, you know, Constitution, not even the president or the judges, the court, the Supreme Court, or any senators or, you know, lawyers or, you know, House representatives. All of them must abide in the Constitution. So what's happening in our nation, knowing that these people are abiding at a different constitution, it's called Sharia,
right. And
it's an Islamic constitution. We know that this is anti-American, and these has to be dealt with, and I believe they will be dealt with very soon under this new administration starting in a few days.
Boy, it certainly needs to be. All right, coming up in the next segment, I'd like to ask you, why is it the authorities are looking the other way? Everyone stay with us. We'll have lots more with Kamal Saleem. And welcome back. Thanks for staying with us here on the iSpy Radio Show. We're talking today to Kamal Saleem. He is a former cultural jihadist who came here on behalf of the PLO and Muslim Brotherhood, come to destroy America, but was saved through Christ thanks to an accident, ironically enough. And so he has now dedicated his life to alert Christians and Jews about the realities and dangers of Islam. And we are talking about the terrorist camps that have opened here in the United States where they're actively training terrorists to be attacking the American military and police and, of course, civilians as well. And during the break there, you said something rather shocking. I said in that first segment that there were about 20 known camps. You actually have a map that shows about, would you say, 100 of them?
Yes, and they're all over the United States of America. They go all over from the East Coast to the Canadian borders, to the West Coast, and also to the southern borders. They're uniquely put on the outside borders, you know, toward either the oceans or toward the Canadians or the Mexican borders specifically, put there uniquely to really receive and send people or seaport receiving element from coming from overseas, or from Canada.
Wow. So the question is we apparently know that these camps exist. Why is it that the authorities are looking the other way on these?
Because we have our current president, Barack Hussein Obama, has declared a war on Western civilization, and he declared war on Judaism and Christianity. He has declared war on the American Constitution. In his last speech, he said the American Constitution, it's nothing but parchment. It's a piece of paper. You know, and so therefore he has no respect for our Constitution or the way of laws.
I notice he didn't say that about the Quran, that it's just a piece of parchment.
That's correct, because at the United Nations, when he was addressing the United Nations, he declared those that they will declare, you know, they will say anything against Islam or Muhammad, they will be dealt with and they will be at war, you know, with his administration. So therefore, he made that declaration clear. Even at his first year when he was as a president, he visited the 57 Islamic states, which is those states that they control the United Nations. So therefore, that's why he was leaning toward the United Nations power to lead and control versus the United States of America and American Constitution. So when we see those camps that they are working in here, you know, one of the agenda that I came to fulfill, you know, when I was with the Muslim Brotherhood, is to create a race. You know, this race is a super race that separates from the American people specifically, and turn, you know, in hate and turn against the American culture after they become Muslim, to start causing, you know, that internal war and create a great divide between the American people and the American people, in putting so create prejudice and split the culture and weaken America from inside.
Well, and we have certainly seen that play out under the Obama presidency. I mean, America is far more divided now than it ever was, and certainly before he took office.
That's correct. You know, so what happened is because, the envoy, the Islamist envoy that sat in the White House and met with him week after week, day after day, month after month, year after year, these are the one they're giving him the plays. You know, they are structuring them and he's fulfilling them. And these plays were specifically put, one of them was to create the jihadis here in the United States of America through, you know, like Black Lives Matter, for example. And then we see a lot of those that killed police, they converted to Islam, number one. Many of them, majority of them, they were Muslim, converted to Islam, and then they turn against our police. Then we see the other stage, which is in our universities. They created, you know, a hate against Jewish and Christian right now, and that is led by the Muslim Student Association and Muslim Student Union and Young Muslim for America. You know, they are intimidating our culture from then. That's becoming more like a terrorist camp. You either with us or you're either against us. So when a professor cannot get his way with the student in socializing them, he's turning, you know, the Muslim Student Association against them to really rough them up or, you know, put fear in them. Many of these kids are being beat on our college ground here. Yes. In America.
Yeah.
And it has been allowed by our president as well.
Well, and there are many. So what you're saying here is pretty shocking. So this is the first time that I can recall hearing about some envoy being sent there. So who is this? And you're saying this is all coordinated, that Obama is receiving instructions from somebody to be taking these actions.
Yes, the Muslim Brotherhood, you know, remember, you know, in the White House, every year celebrated specifically the National Day of Prayer. You know, and so after Barack Hussein Obama came about to be a president, he the first year he removed the National Day of Prayer and he established Ramadan as the holiday of the White House. And so they celebrated Ramadan and they invited the Muslim, and many people don't understand what happened during the month of Ramadan, even though that the Muslim fasts for 30 days. But this is when, you know, the Muslim went from moderate to radical. So this is when Islam became, you know, went from peaceful to ultra-radical. So therefore, Obama dealt with this, and he made that declaration. And so therefore, he started meeting with several of these envoys, and he put them over the Homeland Security, in the NSA, in the FBI, in the CIA, Muslim Brotherhood, to control the culture and redirect the culture and start establishing Islamic teaching versus radical teaching. So when we see all this, these are the people who removed 1,000 curriculum from the FBI and the CIA. How do we deal with terrorism, identify terrorism, arrest terrorists? And what happened is they removed those, you know, curriculum. And what happened, they reestablished them by Muslim Brotherhood curriculum. They start teaching our soldiers, our special agent and what so have you. All of it was part of the agenda, and many people did not understand that. And that's why we need to know that people perish for the lack of understanding and knowledge, because people like us, when we start telling people what's going on, many people laugh at you because they don't understand it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I think not only do they not understand it, I think they don't want to understand it. All right, this is getting pretty big pretty quick, so we need to take a break here. And coming back, I want to talk to you some more about those envoys. Everyone, stay with us. And thanks for staying with us here on the iSpy Radio Show, getting a little more intelligence on big government, although right now we're talking about Islam and some of the really explosive information here that we're finding out that President Obama has been receiving envoys from some of these Islamic groups and basically taking orders from them. Continuing our discussion now with Kamal Saleem. He is president of Koom Ministries, K-O-O-M-E, ministries.com, if you'd like to go visit that. He is a former cultural jihadist sent here by the PLO and Muslim Brotherhood. So let's continue this about these envoys. Again, this is news to me, and I knew that the Muslim Brotherhood were there in the White House. I was not aware that he was receiving these envoys, and I certainly was not aware that he was is basically receiving orders from them as well to take some of these actions. So, and we were talking during the break there that you've got actual names, you've got their pictures. We're going to put all of that up on iSpyRadio.com. Just look for today's show. That's 7:02. But in terms of, I mean, to me, this is terribly shocking to know that he's receiving these envoys. I guess yeah, I kind of expected it, judging from his actions, because of course that's how you really judge people is based on their actions.
Well, number one, we need to understand, the Holy Land Foundation trial that took place in Dallas, Texas, 2004.
Yes.
It revealed the agenda of the Muslim Brotherhood, how they're going to destroy America by the hand of the American, number one, and by the hand of the Muslim Brotherhood. And so, therefore, it's 4 years before the coming of the President Obama, the first 4 years of Bush Jr., was in presidency. What happened is, Saudi Arabia declared, they made a declaration on their national news. They said the next president of the United States of America will be a Muslim president. So the Arab world knew about this. Everybody knew about this except the American people, because the people kept, away from all this. But when we talk about these envoys, we say, who are these people? For example, Rashid Hassan. Rashid Hassan is one of, he is on the OIC, Organization Islamic Cooperation. He is in the United Nations, and President Obama referred to him as Hafiz. Nobody knows this unless you are a Muslim. What Hafiz means is somebody who knows the Quran inside out. He is the one who wrote for him the Egypt speech, the United Nations speech, all those speeches that were written by this man uniquely. And he was following Obama every place he went. Then we have Rashid Hassan, and then we have Al-Aryani, him and his wife. And then we have Ibrahim Al-Abrasi, and these are all of them involved. Layla Al-Aryani and Sami Al-Aryani, all these, they were put in high places in America, in the Homeland Security, to control and write policies. So when you put the fox in the hen house, he is intimidating the whole things, and he's feeding on the American culture. This is what's happening in our world, and this is why we need to understand these. Unfortunately, there's so much to learn about this, and we are coming late on this. It was only by the grace of God.
Yeah, and so much of it is just flat out ignored by the media. I've had a suspicion for a long time that Huma Abedin was, I know that she is Islamic, but I've had a suspicion that she is kind of that, not quite the envoy, but I mean, she was essentially guiding Hillary. And what are your thoughts on her?
Well, Omar Abedin was assigned to Hillary Clinton when Hillary and Bill lived in Arkansas, before they became president, before they went to the White House. And what happened is Omar Abedin family are very connected to the OIC, very connected to the Saudi establishment of Islamization of Western civilization group. That is a big, big group. That's what the father works for and on. And, you know, and she also, her brother and her mother, both of them work for the Muslim Brotherhood. You know, and unlike the envoy, like, you know, Tariq Ramadan, Jamal Badawi, you know, all those, these are different groups. But Omar Abedin worked specifically to isolate, you know, Hillary. And they knew Hillary will be a president sooner or later until, you know, they, you know, and the promise was made to her, you know, after Obama, you will have your presidency and we'll stand behind you. And that's why the Muslim world poured hundreds of millions of dollars into her foundation specifically to bring her up. Omar Abedin was made to shape, you know, the Clintons specifically when they become president, you know, when Hillary become president, to change American culture from within, from that seat in the White House. And that is who is Omar Abedin. And I believe Omar Abedin will either serve time in America or either run for her life and hide in a state called Qatar.
Well, you mentioned that she was assigned to the Clintons back in their Arkansas days. Who is doing the assigning?
The assignment, you see, there was a war on the United States of America started in 1960. And it started by the Muslim Brotherhood. And 9/11, when it revealed everything, this is when the Muslim, when the American people for the first time knew that we are at war, you know, Islam is at war with the Western civilization, specifically, you know, United States. But the reason why she was assigned to the Clintons, because the Clintons were making deals of selling, you know, United States, you know, power, seating, you know, opportunities, you know, businesses, abilities, you know, and they were lobbying for anything that will bring them finances. So when the Saudis, you know, saw that Hillary is willing vessel and she will sell her nation for all this, and her loyalty was not to America. Her loyalty, her paper was made specifically on Dave Sol Alinsky, which has created a book specifically on rules for radical, and right. He dedicated that book to Satan. So when they found all this, they know that they can shake her and send her home out to Dean. And Omar Abedin took her from there and started establishing route with her and ordered her footsteps from there.
Wow. Okay. Unfortunately, we are up against the clock here. Let's go ahead and take a break. Everyone stay with us. We'll have more with Kamal Saleem. Coming back, we're going to be talking some more about Huma. Stay with us. And welcome back. We're talking today to Kamal Saleem. He is president of Koom Ministries. That's K-O-O-M-E Ministries. He is a former cultural jihadist with the PLO and Muslim Brotherhood and had come to America to destroy it from within. And speaking of destroying from within, I mean, that is really the essence of what we're talking about here. We were talking about Huma Abedin. In terms of her getting involved with the Clintons, and you mentioned in the last segment there about some of the effects that she was designed to have and to be building up the Islamic culture from within. Did you see much expression of that during the first Clinton, Bill Clinton was president?
No, because their focus was totally different at that time. Hmm. And the relationship between Hillary and Bill at that time was totally on two different things, because Bill was focused on the political arena, his charisma, and how to step forward to become the president of the United States of America, while her focus was on the businesses, on the foundation, on all the that is taking place. Although she was an authority behind him, telling him what to do and what not to do politically, she was more savvy than he is politically. And so therefore what happened is that's her, that's why the Saudi focused on her, because she was the work machine behind the picture.
Hmm. Interesting. So you mentioned during the break that Huma Abedin, the goal of that was to get a green light from the Saudi royal family to build these cities that would accept these refugees. And I assume you mean like the sanctuary cities that are open to getting the migrants and whatnot. So what's the purpose of all this? Why were they doing all of this?
Well, throughout history, we found out, that, look at Russia, for example. When they took over, the East Europe, they call it the USSR. What did they do is they left a power, Russian people, to be in the government, ruling and reigning within that nation, whether it's Poland, whether it's Ukraine, whether it's Georgia. And so therefore what happened is when that nation tried to go back to its own constitution and reestablish itself, what happened, the obstacles start taking place from the opposition. What is the opposition? Is these, Russian, body that they were left behind, it become citizen, and now they're birthing over there. They will start putting a divide against that nation. So the next thing, what happened is Russia will come to help and aid these people instead of aiding the people of that state. So they will come to the Russian in Ukraine, in Georgia, in different places. And now that the whole place will become loyal to Russia, and now to bring its military, it controls the people. These refuge cities, when they bring these majority of the Muslim people, their focus is on to change the American future from being conservative America, controlling the whole world and bringing about, bringing down tyranny and standing against tyrant and declared liberty for those who could not fight for themselves. What happened is these, the attack coming against United States of America is to disallow America to be the sovereign nation under U.S. Constitution, to be what it is, what it's supposed to be. So therefore what happened, those refuge cities in their self will become Muslim states within United States of America. Mm. And so therefore they start bringing their own mayors, their own sheriff, their own police, their own this. So they become part of our culture, whether we like it or not, because they are voting everything in within their areas. And sooner or later, because the birth rate on the Muslim is so high, it's greater than anyone else, in the world, what happened? Yes. They will start controlling the nation from within. Yeah. This was done specifically to take America apart. And how do we know this? Anytime something happened by terrorists, it was our fault, it was not the terrorist's fault, and it was not terrorism, it was a job issue. Mm.
Mm. Interesting. Well, you mentioned that about starting to install their mayors and whatnot, and we've certainly seen that happen over in London. And we talked about that, that they had that huge demonstration there. It was apparently okay with the London authorities, and they were essentially saying they want to do away with Western civilization and don't recognize the UK government and all of that. And so we're seeing a lot of what you're talking about happening already over in the EU. But we had you on last time. You and I were talking off air after the show, and we were talking about these Islamic camps. And just to come back around to that, you had said something really interesting to me, which was that the fact that we're even talking about these camps means that we're missing the mark on things. And because we have allowed these to grow in our midst. And so we have obviously missed the point on that. And one of the things that you said about that was that the role of the Bushes with the Saudis and how the Bushes had all of these interests over there with the Saudis. And so talk to us a little bit about that, because I think all of this is tied together.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And you have brought it all the way back in. That's which is amazingly smart. here's what's happening. The Bushes, administration, we need to know who the Bushes before. That Bush Senior was president. He was the head of the CIA, and he met with Saddam, and he met with many entity overseas. He met with Jamal Abdel Nasser when he was the president of Egypt, even before Sadat. And he was dealing and wheeling in the Middle East. So therefore, what happened, he found his benefits and everything that he has, that, you know, if he protects Saudi Arabia will bring him riches that they do not have. So he incorporated the Saudi riches, where Saudi gave him many corporations in Saudi Arabia. And then he got with the Saudi group, with the Kuwaiti group, and with the Libyan group. And all these people finance what's so-called Common Core. The Common Core was created specifically it's been worked on specifically to be incorporated in our American culture to change America. And once America changed, then the whole world will change with America, because they affect the whole world. Just like as we saw Obama, you know, bringing homosexuality to nations that they don't want it to be there, but he made it, you know, applicable, and he told them he would not finance them if they would not allow it, and this and that and the other. So therefore, what happened is their riches came from these people. The Islamists, specifically Mahmoud Al-Alamoudi, worked with President Bush Jr., and he was establishing Islamization of our military system right there under Bush himself. All this happened in our nation. It started under Bill Clinton, and then it started under Bush. Bill Clinton and Bush, the Bushes, worked together, and both of them are invested in the Common Core. And these people, you know, they are one unit. And so the last 4 years of the Bushes, George W. Bush turned everything to Obama, and he was a lame duck by his own will. And he turned everything to Obama, empowering Obama, because he was working with the Saudis to bring him in.
Wow, really interesting. You are certainly giving voice to what so many of us have suspected, between the Bushes and the Saudis and the impact there with Common Core and everything else. Everyone stay with us. We're going to be talking about that shooter down in Florida and some of those tie-ins as well. Stay with us. And welcome back. Thanks for staying with us here on the iSpy Radio Show. Talking today to Kamal Saleem, president of Koome Ministries, Koome Ministries.com. That is their website. And of course, we'll link that up on iSpyRadio.com as well. Kamal is a former cultural jihadist, and we have been talking about the plans and the schemes of some of these Islamic nations, certainly by the Saudis as well. And it was the Saudis that sent you over here, was it not?
Yes, they financed my mission. I was commissioned by their finances.
That's right. That's what I remember you saying. So, you know, we've got this newest shooter here down in Fort Lauderdale, and he's trying to claim that he's insane, is from the last that I had heard. But, you know, we're seeing more and more of these kinds of things happening. Can you talk to us a little bit about how somebody like him is recruited? And I'm guessing that you were going to say that this guy was, in fact, recruited by one of these organizations, correct?
Yeah, he was recruited, yes.
Okay. And I know that Judicial Watch has also said that he was likely a jihadist as well, and they've got some public records to prove all that. And again, we'll put that up on iSpyRadio.com for that. In terms of some of the different organizations that are out there that are doing this type of recruiting, we've got ISIS and Taliban and Al-Qaeda. Can you talk to us a little bit about how they go through that recruiting process? And the differences between that group, between the different groups in terms of their agendas?
Yes. We need to understand, number one, that Islam is only 14% a religion. Only 14% of Islam is a religion. The rest of it is a political system, military system, judicial and civic and what so have you. So therefore, you know, you could not invite Islam without without politics. So when a Muslim trying to make their opinion known, it's politically pushed 99%. So therefore, when we look at the Taliban and Al Qaeda, they're focused specifically on Islamic nations. But when we look at the ISIS and we look at the Muslim Brotherhood, they are specifically focused on a Western civilization, of course, overseas and United States, Europe and United States.
Sure.
So therefore, what happened is ISIS is targeting specifically, is they're reaching out, you know, for specific group. They're reaching, you know, try to reach to the CIA. they try to reach to through, you know, these people that they're training through the Muslims, through the CIA, then FBI and what so have you. They are reaching also for, reaching specific groups, you know, military that they are, let go of the military because of their bad record or one thing or another, or Islamists, you know, within the military. They are targeting these people specifically. And so, therefore, today, when we hear the ISIS leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, he mentioned Hijrah. What is Hijra? He talked about a lot on Hijra, and a lot of the American people don't understand what Hijra is. It's called migration. Migration is the only way that they can infiltrate a culture and destroy it from within. And their focus is specifically on like SP1 visas to bring foreign Muslims, to bring them to the United States of America. And these people will become recruiters and funders and establish, you know, cells and what so have you. Their focus is on, you know, scholars, you know, judges, military you know, staff, administrative staff, government staff, you know, expertise in different areas, doctors, engineers, and professors. These are the ones they are recruiting and sending here or recruiting here to do their bidding. So therefore, they work together with these, you know, people that they are being recruited in the United States of America. We know that this young man, what happened is, number one, he said, I'm hearing voices, and the voices led me to watch and do ISIS, programs, watch what ISIS is doing. But the second thing is his beard cut. It was a Muslim Brotherhood cut. So therefore, that's unique to a Muslim Brotherhood. So he was receiving information, and he was being led somewhere, whether it's through a mosque, and we need to know which mosque he was connected to and who funded him. And what he did is exactly, he hid in Alaska. After he was fired over there, he hid in Alaska, and then he migrated to Florida to do what he needed to do. There's a group that let him in Florida and allowed him to move from one place to another, to fulfill his, to sabotage the, people at the airports. You know, ISIS is trying to make their mark on the American people because they are trying to intimidate our culture and intimidation through terrorism. And that was an act of terrorism, but what's so unique, he gave in at the end, he sat down, he was not insane when he sat down and put his hand on his head so he would not be killed. That was brilliant on his end.
Yeah, it's pretty clear he was not some mentally disturbed person, because that took an awful lot of planning to figure out that he could move that gun through security using his military ID. And, I mean, there was a lot of strategic planning on his part on that one. Okay, everyone, stay with us. We're going to wrap things up with Kamal after this. And welcome back. We're in our final segment now with Kamal Saleem. He is a former cultural jihadist with the PLO and Muslim Brotherhood, and had come to America to destroy it from within. But he is now the president of Qum Ministries, which seeks to see Ishmael redeemed. And what a great mission that is. And I would really encourage people to go visit your site, QumMinistries.com. And you have a lot of great resources up there. And speaking of those kinds of resources, the last time you and I had talked back in December, we started discussing the possibility of you coming here to Oregon. And so I know that you put on these kinds of events all around the country. I know that you had a really big one not too long ago up in Michigan. And I would like to kind of get a picture of what that would look like. Can you talk to our audience a little bit about your events and what those are like?
Yes. Number one is our message is to love the Muslims. The Muslim people, they have a covenant with God, and before they are Muslims, when they were in the desert under Ishmael had a covenant with God. So that is coming to a place where God is ready to harvest this, but the covenant is in Christ Jesus. So we came to for such time as this to fulfill that purpose. Now, what we do is we do conferences specifically. We talk about the ugly truth and the beautiful truth. The ugly truth is, who are the radical Islamists and what they're doing here? We need to identify the issue. and why they are doing what they're doing, because how Islam taught them, you know, to be who they are today, because all of it is based on, you know, Muhammad, the Prophet, Islam, and what Allah said in the Quran and the Hadith and the Seerah, so which is that brings Sharia. But the other part is how to redeem the Muslims. And now we're seeing that God has opened a door, according to Joel 2:2, you know, in, where in the last days, God is pouring out his spirit specifically on the Arabs, you know, on those, you know, the sons and daughters of Ishmael, or so-called themselves, you know, the sons of Ishmael. And so what happened is, you know, there is a redemption factor that is taking place. And we're seeing, you know, acceleration of the Muslim coming to Christ. But how can we reach the Muslims if we don't know how the Muslim to be reached? So what do? We come to talk about the beautiful truth. And who are the Muslim? They are made in the image of God. They're created for the purpose of God and for the hope of God, that they have lost their purpose because they are doing it, you know, they're serving different masters. So therefore what happened is we teach the people how to reach and how to be, you know, how to understand the Muslims. But ultimately, our heart desire is God is having special on Muslims, you know. And so therefore we want to be part of the move of God to bring about the church in the United States of America to move and bring about the depth of understanding or how to meet them and nurse them and bring them to the love of God that they have not had before. And they've been lied to, they've been abused, they've been deceived, and we bring them the truth in, you know, in the simplicity of the message. This is one of them.
So your events, then, are they geared more for people of faith, or do you also bring out the politics of Islam?
Well, we do. We have the other one too. I do Christian, conferences, and I do also secular conferences. The secular conferences are focused specifically on who are the Muslim and the history behind Islam and why Islam does what it does and how we can alter that move of radicalism in America. We're not talking about Muslim try to be just like anyone else, you know, because Muslims have right to live in America just like me and you.
Sure.
But lives under our constitution. So therefore, we bring the laws and bylaws where their laws try to really upset our constitution and try to break our constitution. And that's the knowledge that we bring to the people, the secular understanding, so they can be equipped and understand that.
So, for example, if you've got like a teacher and they're getting pressure from a Muslim family that they want, you know, special meals or special accommodations, this kind of seminar would speak to that teacher in that position and how to deal with that.
Absolutely. 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 You know, we need to understand that America is made for all people, not for one kind of people. Everybody has to be subject to assimilate to our culture and to our constitution. Integration will work against us. Integration is you are integrating add-on, and we could not afford an add-on because that's the place that will tilt our ship. But we have to bring everybody to be equal to our way of life.
Well, this is interesting, and I think we're going to try to explore this with some of our radio stations and try to get some sponsorships for this, because this is important, and this is something I think people need here, especially in Oregon. Kamal, I want to thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me. God bless you.
All right, thank you. Listening to Kamal, the people in place behind the Obama administration and ready to pick things up with Hillary, and Huma, her Muslim handler, I have never been more convinced of the divine hand of providence in the election of Donald Trump. We saw it time and again with everything the media tried to throw at him, every dirty trick from both parties, and yet he remained standing. President Trump needs our prayers to give him wisdom as he tries to undo what Obama has done and to surround him with angels. What do you think about bringing Kamal here to Oregon for an event? Is that something of interest to you? I think we need it. I think Oregon needs it. Let me know what you think, and let me know if you'd like to help organize that and pull that off. Big show today. Check the website for things mentioned. Share those and let people know about us, because as we say every week, the best information does you no good if you don't use it. Reagan, what do you think?
I do not believe in a fate that will fall on us no matter what we do.
I do believe in a fate that will fall on us if we do nothing.
It's more than a show. It's self-defense. The I Spy Radio Show.